Well, I keep my hands on Bob.
Donna's like, hey.
Bob, you're such a gigantic person. When you put your hands on me,
there's a ticket on
I
the floor.
I felt slightly like you were a giant dinosaur.
They're scaring me.
You guys are recording.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
All right.
Leave that last part in. That's great.
Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are Chris, Bob, Steve, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little wet, though. I got caught in the rain.
We are live from the parks.
Yeah, we're in Disney Hollywood Studios.
We're all together for once.
Yeah.
All together live.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
No.
That's in Sacramento.
Usually we're missing people's here and there.
Yeah. Mostly Bob.
Now that we're all together, I see why we don't do it more often.
We have bail money. We put it together. We got Bob out of jail.
Right. It was good because if I ate one more bologna sandwich,
is that what they're calling it now?
Yeah. Right. And we just lost our G rating. All right.
And might I point out that Bob and Chris are sitting next to each other, so what a mistake that was.
So if you hear a loud thump.
She's on top of me and she's beating me.
What we're going to try and cover today, we are definitely seeing some differences in our visit between, say, the fall and our visit here in July.
Even June.
And then let's see how far that goes. And then we'll see where we go from there. So it is the end of July. It is wet, hot, crowded, and downright miserable for the most part.
I think
that's just my humble opinion.
The rain is unusual. It's been more rainy this trip than I've ever seen it in Florida. And four of us have lived in Florida a good chunk at one point, and I've never seen rain
like
this.
You get afternoon showers, but wow.
They last for like 10 minutes,
and then
gone.
You come out and they're gone.
I
mean,
I can handle that.
I wouldn't even say 10 minutes. I mean, typical Florida weather has been 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and you can always count on it, like 3, 4 in the afternoon.
Yep.
I mean, you could always kind of gauge, like, okay, the sky's about to open up. We've got maybe 30 minutes to find shelter.
Safe ground.
Yeah, to find safe ground or get those ponchos ready, make plans, because it's going to dump on us, maybe see an indoor attraction. But, yeah, what we've been seeing for, like, the past couple of months has been days of rain or it's raining for 15 minutes.
You're walking through puddles.
Right. So it pours for 15 minutes, stops, and you think, well, it's over for the day. And then it starts again.
Right. And the poor guys out there in the parks with the squeegees, feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Well, the poor guys in the parking lot look pretty miserable.
Well,
there's a lot of people that I'm not...
Yeah.
Not to mention all the construction people.
There's a lot of people.
At Seven Dwarves, the people of the Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
I just don't think... You know, I used to think that they would get Seven Dwarves done before Christmas. I don't think it's going to be done now. Maybe.
Well.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
so, it wasn't nearly as far as I thought it was going to be.
I know.
Because I thought they would have it...
I thought they would have the skin
a little
on,
bit more, yeah.
You know?
A lot further than it is.
Yeah.
And it's not.
So weather is definitely a factor, I mean, for...
But the one thing that's consistent every year in July is that it's hot and
crowded.
And muggy. Yeah. And the one thing we were all thinking, and Lisa started this last night, she said, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting any value out of this trip because my time in the parks is so limited.
Right.
And when you're here in January, and the one complaint I hear about January trips is, oh, you know, the parks are open like 9 till 7. But you can go the entire time because you're not
exhausted.
Burning up and exhausted.
Right. So you're still going to get everything done within that period of time during those operating
hours.
Because
your wait times are 20 minutes.
So you're getting
Or less.
A lot of times it's
a lot of times. It depends.
Yeah.
I mean, there are days in January where that doesn't apply.
But you still have, you know, your
right.
Toy Story that, you know, there could be one person in the park and there's a wait.
I think Toy Story is always going to be busy.
Right.
And you've got your value times where those rules don't apply. Martin Luther King weekend, marathon weekend.
But even those crowd levels are not like
I
think the heat compounds that.
Yeah, I don't think the crowds were as bad. And honestly, and Lauren and I were talking about this, the famed Brazilian tour groups, we've only encountered nice people. I just had a kid so nice to me, ma'am, you know, please and thank you when he asked me a question.
Well, maybe they listened to my complaints.
No, wait a second.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Bob.
I had a magical moment in the park with a Brazilian tour group.
Tell.
I did. The girls and I, my daughters and I, were walking up to get a fast pass for Space Mountain, and the return time was like almost 10 o'clock at night, and we were exhausted. And I was like, I'm like, oh man, it's going to be so late by the time we get to go on it. Brazilian tour group was there. The guy came up to me and he goes, how many are you? And I said, three. And he said, I have three passes to go on Space Mountain right now. Do you want them? Gross. He said, we had three people that didn't want to go on in our group.
Nice.
And I almost kissed him.
I bet you did. You love Space Mountain.
So we walked right onto Space Mountain right then and
well,
there.
Well, that was nice.
I haven't heard the chanting or any of the clapping, nothing.
No, we
I did hear
we
a little bit of that.
Ride, but it wasn't anything, you know.
I think
it wasn't anything the cheerleaders had.
I think
done.
It's hit and miss with that.
Yeah.
I think the consistents are you are going to have tour groups, good or bad, you are going to have
right.
a lot of tour groups in the summer. You are going to have that miserable heat and humidity. And you are going to have the long lines.
The long lines are
now, the only time we didn't have long lines was a couple nights ago when we went at night. And it
but
was
we
nice.
Were there after 9 o'clock.
We were
We
there.
Got in during the parade.
Yeah.
And I think that's
that
key.
Was
like,
and it was cool.
I think you need to get into the park
yeah.
at park opening and get out
get
of the
out.
Park by like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Take and then
a
come
break.
Back
Take
at
a break
8
and
o'clock?
Go back at like 8 o'clock at night, see the night
Depending
shows,
on when it,
when
it closes.
Rides, and do that.
And,
I think it's the
and,
only way
and
to
that
do it
really
in the month
is
of July.
The good,
it's the only way.
Right.
Yeah.
And August, for that matter, still pretty busy. A little less,
yeah,
so, because,
a little less so
because Southern schools have started to go
Somebody
back.
Somebody was telling me that Pop Century is dropping by August 1st, drops down to 30% capacity.
Wow. That's
by,
kind of surprising.
By the first week of August.
That's amazing.
That is.
So that's a big
scary.
Difference between
right.
that. Like
do
right
you know
now
what,
they're at 80%.
Do you know what I think a factor in that is? Art of Animation. I bet 2 years ago that wasn't the case at
Probably
Pop.
Probably not.
Because
yeah. I still love Pop.
I love Pop too.
Yeah, but Lauren's like an art
I
a little bit
like
this
art.
Trip.
Yeah.
I do like art.
Yeah. But no, that is a good strategy, Lauren, and I think you can do that in the summer because the parks stay open so late.
Right. Well, and I like the fact that if you do take a break in the middle, not only are you getting away from the crowds and the heat and the frustration of the parks for those prime hours, you are going to be able to go back to the resort and do so many things that are going to enhance your vacation, whether it's taking a nap so you're refreshed for that evening,
right.
playing in the pool or, you know, one of the splash zones that the resorts have, or just checking out the many amenities that are at the resorts, because there are so many.
Right.
There are so many activities and so many things that the resorts offer, not to mention good food, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that that's
if you can stick around
summertime.
Through dinner,
mm-hmm.
an
yeah.
early dinner.
Right.
But make the best of your time, because the hour that you're going to wait for Peter Pan is going to turn into 10 minutes if you go after 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. And you're going to
well,
literally...
Well, crazy.
No,
well,
10
Peter
minutes.
Pan.
Okay, 15.
Well,
but, you know, things like Space Mountain, you're not going to spend 80, 90 minutes in line. You're going to spend maybe half an hour.
Yeah.
And time is money when you're at Disney. Think about it. You're there to spend time in the parks, to go on the rides, and that's what your ticket is buying you.
I think
time is money.
Some of the most miserable people you see in the summertime in the parks, well, besides me, but I'm miserable year-round, are the ones who try to be gung-ho and do those 12
yeah,
hours
yeah.
in the summer.
Don't
and
even
they're
try.
Snapping at each other. And,
you can't.
And, you know, 50 minutes into waiting in line for Peter Pan or
yeah.
Big Thunder or something.
Right.
And they're hot, they're sweaty, they're
cranky.
Cranky, and they're just all
well,
over.
And those
trying
to get
people
it all
that
in.
Come home and go, oh. I hate Disney. I'm
right.
never going back.
It's because
right.
they did it the
because
wrong way.
Because they did it the wrong
and,
way.
And, you know, the beauty of summer, though, is really if you do it the way that you're talking about with taking a break and going back to your resort
you actually
and
enjoy the whole thing.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people
Absolutely.
Don't take advantage of those
resort
times to right, to the resort pool. Oh,
yeah.
I never even got to see the pool.
Right.
I never stayed in the resort. I paid for a lagoon view and I never saw it.
Right.
Spend some time at your resort. Enjoy
it's
what the resort
to do
offers.
That.
It's
hard to break those habits, especially if you're like us and you're used to
you're
going.
You're a junkie.
Yeah, but not just that, but if you're used to going during, you know, like less busy times and you have like a whole thing that you do.
Yeah, it's very, and coming in, the first day I got here, we got in the afternoon and we met you guys in the park.
Oh, you were itching.
And I could
yes.
not get on a ride and I was so cranky.
It was so crowded. We ended up going to the Magic Kingdom and it was after you got in, so we got there around 12:31-ish, maybe?
Yeah, it was like 1 o'clock, I think, yeah.
Okay, so 1 o'clock, and we ate, and then we looked at some of the lines, and it's like, okay, I can't wait 80 minutes, 90 minutes for the Haunted Mansion, so let's go do something else. and then we find another line. And so we essentially wasted our time saying that we couldn't ride anything because it was just unacceptable wait time.
I can't physically get on a line that's 90.
You know what attractions are good during those times? Things like PhilharMagic, Carousel of Progress. It is a project. Just because they can hold so many people.
Yeah.
You know, so you
and it's air
in.
Conditioned.
And yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
We'd
I saw you napping in there.
Oh, yeah.
Tiki Room.
Yeah, there are a lot of things to do. Pirates is a good 20-minute ride. Well, 15 probably. It's a 15-minute ride, and it's long and relaxing.
Right. It's easier to, and it's a constant moving line too, and it holds a lot of people. Yeah,
well,
it's easy to justify waiting on a line like that. It's harder to justify. Do I want to wait 85 minutes
for a 1-minute ride?
For 3 minutes on Space Mountain. Granted, it's an awesome 3 minutes,
or 3 minutes,
whatever it is.
Chris,
there's a difference too between just waiting outside like a Big Thunder and waiting inside for Pirates. I would wait an hour for Pirates. I don't think I'd wait an hour for Big Thunder.
Not
it's
outside.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know that I would wait an hour for Pirates either, though. I have no patience for that. If I can't fast pass it or walk on it, I'm not doing it.
We are spoiled.
Well, it's horrible.
You know, the other good strategy is what? Oh, just hands. Ow.
Keep your hands
touching Chris.
Ow, she just slapped me. Ow. Battery. The other good strategy is, since summertime, you often have two parades, is to maybe...
Two evening parades,
right, is to go to the later one, because it's typically less crowded, and use that first one to get on rides while other people are staying and watching.
I think the thought pattern of the typical guest at Disney World is, let's at least make it to the nighttime parade, and we can go after that, or sometimes they push it to the fireworks, and then they're gone after that. And so any of those, there are certain points that if you can go in after, your crowds leave. Rainstorms, another good one. A lot of people decide, you know what, I've been here for 5-6 hours, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm cranky. It's a day. Let's just call it a day, go back to the resort, and we're done. That's when we go in. Seriously.
And some people don't realize that the typical Florida rainstorm, this year aside, is only 30-40 minutes. By the time they take the bus and get back to their resort,
the sun's back again.
Right.
That's what happened to us yesterday at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Although it rained right after too, so.
Yeah.
But the rain really doesn't cool things off. I mean, with the
it just makes it muckier.
Yes. I mean, with the summertime, you do have to just wait till the summer. Wait till the evening, rather. Sorry.
As a pale person, overcast has been my friend this week.
I do like that it's been overcast.
Yeah.
But it's been dumping like buckets.
Yeah. I just, like, at a certain point, I just gave up and wore, like, Crocs or whatever to the parks.
Oh.
You know.
Seeing you today, I was very...
I know, right?
I've never quite seen Chris like this.
I'm dressed
She's
like
dressed down.
Mom.
Chris was beaten today.
I was beaten. I just, I'd had enough. I got up and I'm like, what am I going to wear today? And then I just said, forget it. And then
she's wearing a t-shirt.
That's what Steve looks like every day.
I know,
so
right?
Sorry.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth
Thanks
it.
A lot.
It's
not,
you can't even do your hair. I mean, seriously.
Look at my hair.
I know. You can't even do your hair because it's like, why even bother? Yeah.
I primped this morning, did my hair this morning, walked outside, took 3 steps. Downpour on me.
All right, so
like,
if you had to choose, if you could only go once a year,
January,
January, huh? I would go September,
December.
October.
The man didn't even ask his question.
Sorry.
Well, you kind of.
I can read your mind.
Right, she can. It's she's in my head.
I'm in your head.
Stop.
I hate to say it. That's not her voice.
She's monologuing my day. It's awful. Yeah, no, I mean, she's right. She kind of judged my question is, when would you go? If you could only go one time a year, if you had to pick, you were limited to one time during the year.
I might go during... No, I'm not going to go during Food and Wine.
I would go late during Food and Wine.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go during the first 2 weeks of Food and Wine.
I might go early December.
I love the first
That's
2 weeks
good...
of December.
I'm going to go early December
love
because I'm
weeks.
Not only going to get
Or the week
the
after
decorations.
Thanksgiving. Week after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's perfect.
That's kind of the same.
That is the perfect week to go. The only thing you hit that first week after Thanksgiving is the taping of the Christmas parade. So you have to be really careful about when you go to the Magic Kingdom if you don't want to be part of it.
But that's that's early too. And that's only
3 days.
Yeah, but you know
what? But it's early in the morning when the light is good. It's like 9-ish, 10-ish.
I've been there in the afternoon when they were taping.
Is it? Yeah, it's about 9 to 3 every day.
It depends on who they're taping. Like, we were there when they were taping, what's his name from American Idol? I can't remember his name.
Oh, that guy?
Adam Lambert?
No.
That's the guy before. One I know.
One of those guys.
One of those guys. One of those guys. But they were taping him, and he was performing when we got there. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
All right, Steve. So don't listen to me. When would you go? Oh, you said October.
I would say September, October. Mm-hmm. You get the Halloween party.
I like Halloween
food
party.
And wine,
food and wine.
Shorter lines. Cooler.
October is really good.
I like the decorations in October.
Yeah, there's a lot.
The trickiest thing about January is the refurbs and the weather, which can be really cold.
It can get very cold. You're putting everything on that you have.
Right.
Well, December can be like that too. Yeah. People say, "Well, how do I pack?" And you're like, "Bring everything."
That's what I say.
I'm like, because it can be 80. And then it can be 40 at night, right, or it can be 50 in the day the next day, and it's
layers.
I've had weeks in December, in the first 2 weeks of December, where like Tuesday it was 35, and by like Saturday it was 80.
Right. Yeah. And January can be a lot like that. And you're right about the closures. I mean, they have to refurb sometime, and it makes sense.
And usually it's
off season, so that makes sense.
At least our closures are nothing like Disneyland, because when I was in Disneyland in February with Thomas, like everything major was down. I mean, it didn't matter because it's not like he wanted to go on Big Thunder, but
you wanted to.
He might have enjoyed it more than me, to be honest.
But cool. And that's true too with the closures too, because it's not really, you know, you think you're coming during a time when it's not, you know, you're going to have a lot of closures and things like that, but really you're still going to be ahead of the game.
Yeah, because you get to do so much.
You get to do so much more when it's not that busy.
Yeah. And, you know, you did mention closure. I love good segues. I'm going to wrap up the show right here. And I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you do like our shows, you can go to mousechat.net, or you can go over to iTunes and download our shows there. If you have any comments or questions, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. And please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.